Will, how does it feel to have won the short film prize?
I'm over the moon. I'm delighted. I mean, I entered it as a long shot. I never thought I would be here today. I made the film that I wanted to make, and I'm standing here now, and I'm part of the festival. It's fantastic.
And tell us a bit about the inspiration behind the film.
Well, it started as a short script that was entered into a competition at the Royal Court Theatre. It was the competition was to write 100 words, a script in 100 words, and they plastered the whole theatre with these tiny little sort of receipt-sized scripts. And I happened to go there to the theatre, and I was looking for material to make a short film. I saw this script written by Adam Brace. I thought it would be a perfect short film. I approached him, and we made it.
And what do you think the main challenges are facing filmmakers today, especially with shorts?
The challenges. I mean, if the challenges not to make the film are money, availability of sort of film stock and things, I think that it's possible to get around those by just making it cheaply. You know, finding it, you can make it on an iPad now. You know, you can make it on your iPhone. You just go out and do it, and then worry about all the other problems afterwards. But it's the idea is the important thing, not the way in which you film it, I would say.
And some people are talking about a short renaissance. Do you agree with that at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably, you know, with YouTube and Vimeo and people being able to upload everything to Facebook and everything, what is a short film? Because if I took a picture of my cat, that could be a short film.
We'd love
people
to
are doing
see
it
that.
All the time. Yeah, okay, that's the next one.
And we're using a social media app here called Audioboo. As a creator, how does social media affect your stories and storytelling at all?
Well, I mean, I don't know about storytelling, except that, you know, I entered this because of Twitter. I
mean, right.
It was a tweet from London Film that said, why don't you give it a shot? So I did. But I would have just said that availability, people being able to watch it in a way that they weren't before. You know.
Yeah. And what advice would you give to other people who are filmmakers such as yourself?
Find a good idea. Find a good idea and just go and do it. I think that's the most important thing. Don't worry about it has to be on this format or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just give it a shot.
And what do you recommend for people to get their content seen these days? Because obviously there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of shorts out there, as you said. What would you recommend people do?
I just really think that it's the idea behind it. I really do. I think it's the content. And style and the way in which you film is important. The performance is important. I mean, for me, it was the idea behind the script, the fact that the